views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to a paranormal show unlike any other. The Ghost Helper Show with your guides, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine.
Where the paranormal is more normal than you think.
We are seasoned psychics who once led normal, everyday lives just like you. Until the paranormal world refused to be ignored any longer.
We have listened to countless dead tell their stories, and we are sharing that knowledge with you. Join us each week as we take a piece of the paranormal and explain how it works using true ghost stories, the tales that the dead have told us.
Our intention is to offer new insights and understandings of the paranormal pandemonium which surrounds that mystical fourth dimension and how it impacts our normal everyday lives. The Ghost Helper Show with Laura and Tina, teaching the living to help the dead, starts now.
Welcome to Ghost Helpers today. Thank you for joining us, where we discuss the simple fact that the paranormal is more normal than we think.
And we're grateful that you're joining us on this Thanksgiving day.
Or even if it's not Thanksgiving, people listen to these things afterwards too.
Oh, I'm so glad you reminded me. Like I didn't know that. No.
I'm trying to send this mental telepathy out to you. It's not working.
Today is Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to it and it's not Thanksgiving, thank you anyway.
There you go.
We're grateful. It's a gratitude episode.
Grateful ghosts.
That's right.
What we should name it.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So today we're talking about the ghosts of Thanksgiving past and how events can haunt us. But first, we want to start out with a Thanksgiving ghost story, unless you have groups you want to thank.
I think we're good. And so this is a true ghost story. So my stepmother comes out for Thanksgiving a couple of years ago.
She's a good stepmother.
She's amazing. And she comes out for Thanksgiving. And when she comes into our house, she brings with her a little ghost girl.
But she doesn't know that.
And my stepmother doesn't quite know this, but she's like feeling a little bit off. And so we're all sitting around the table. And this is before like extended family really knows what's rolling in our house.
Okay. So this was before 2011.
Yes.
In the dark ages.
In the dark ages, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, and, you know, I rode my pet brontosaurus to school, that kind of stuff. All right. So my stepmother comes in and she brings in this ghost girl, and we're all sitting around the family table having a great time. And this ghost girl, it's like as if our family energy strengthened her in an odd way, because all of a sudden she became stronger in our house, which I found kind of interesting. She becomes stronger and she starts talking to me and my daughter at the time. And she's telling us, like, she always thought family meals like this on TV were fake. She never had this experience. And so,
well, what was her experience?
It was not pleasant. She grew up in South Bend, Indiana, which was kind of by where I grew up, I guess, in Michigan. She was from South Bend, Indiana, and she lived in a trailer. And her father was extremely abusive. He would starve her, torture her, abuse her, and eventually she died from the beatings. But she didn't know what to do. And she hung around her home and she pinged around friends and family. And
because
it was
ghosts travel with the speed of thought.
They do. And so as she's doing this and she's realizing that, you know, she's in resonance with all of this abuse. So it's not just her father who is abusing her. But as my stepmother is going to the airport, for some reason, she notices my stepmom and she follows her on the plane. And she sits with my stepmom on the plane, which is how she ended up in my house. And as she's going through and she's telling us this, she is like relishing in our family dinner.
So she had never had an experience where family members don't hurt one another
or like each other.
she couldn't imagine that you could actually enjoy the companionship of one family member, parents, children, siblings, aunts and uncles, stepmothers, and enjoying each other.
She stayed with us for a while. I can't remember her name, but she stayed with us for a while. And eventually I did cross her over, but this, you know, and it was filled me with gratitude that this little girl really needed to be with us on some odd level.
Was there also a feeling that she wanted, I'm going to say experience the food, but you had probably a table full of wonderful food.
We did. And she never had a Thanksgiving meal either, by the way, she was telling us.
So she thought what she saw on television was just on television,
real,
that real people couldn't ever have a meal like that.
Yeah, it was really sad. It was heartwarming. We ended up crossing her over, but it was just fascinating that this ghost girl followed my stepmom. And my stepmom flew on Thanksgiving Day, by the way. If you're traveling, Thanksgiving Day is a great day to travel because everybody's already where they need to be.
Because they got to cook.
Right. So, you know, she came, we picked her up, dinner was ready. It rolled out really great, but this girl will be forever etched in my mind because she was so sweet and so kind, and she really had no clue how a family could operate.
Okay, so if she hadn't crossed over, if you hadn't been kind enough to cross her over.
And in previous episodes, other people like to banish little girls like this, right?
Right. You don't, yeah.
Or look hunt them down or whatever. Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's just cruel. She doesn't need any more cruelty. This brings up just a really interesting element here that a ghost sometimes is looking at those moments they never got to experience, kindness, love. She wasn't in resonance with your stepmother or your family because she was abused and there's no abuse going on in your family. So she wasn't in resonance, but there was a light of love inside your stepmother.
And that's what she saw in my stepmother. She looked like a really kind person, she said. And that's why she stayed with her.
I have had several clients who said, you know, I think there's a ghost with me. And each of those clients was just extremely kind people. And they were emitting a light that caused the ghost to follow them because that soul had never experienced kindness.
And, you know, she was looking for something like that. And the dead have feelings. They have emotions. Emotions and feelings, are those the same things? Sort of.
They could be.
Yeah. They have the same needs and wants we do in a physical body. They just don't have the physical body. So we crossed her over. And I think that was, it was just a memorable moment on this Thanksgiving Day.
I think this story brings up something very important. Whether you're living or dead, there's a part of you that's always going to be longing for kindness. And whether or not you had a kind family doesn't mean you can't create a kind family. Whether or not you had parents who were abusive, it doesn't matter. You can be the person you might have wanted to have had. Maybe you have children. Be the parent you wished you had. Don't follow the parental pattern because you end up in a situation where that pattern of abuse goes on for centuries unless a couple things happen. The person dies and is crossed over and gets to sit with the counselors of divine wisdom on the higher realms. They go, oh my gosh, that's what I was doing. I could have done it so much better or differently.
A ghost is a person who has died that has not crossed over and they don't have access to those beings.
So again, obviously cross them over as we, you know, play our broken record 1,000 times here. My point is, if you're in a living body, you can still change the future by analyzing the past. Maybe it's a sense of a past life. Whatever happened, you have the ability, if you choose, to change it so that you don't continue to experience the abuse. You don't continue to be chained to depression, you don't continue to feel alone. One, you can make your own changes before you're a ghost.
And one change of a family pattern, even if it's one choice, does echo out in time, and it grows in degrees as time goes on.
And when you can do that, it makes, obviously, it makes a huge difference. It's like the sailor I had who beat his wife, and then I may have shared the story on the Karmic Path. He beat his wife, and we sent him to all the Navy sent him to all these anger management, and they gave him psychiatric counseling. And he sits at my desk and he says, "Commander, what's the big deal? So I beat my wife. Nobody's perfect." And even though I wanted to strangle him, I sat back and I said, "Did your daddy beat you?" "Yep." "Did your granddaddy beat your daddy?" "Yep." He looks at me and says, "Doesn't everybody get beaten?"
Yeah.
And I said, "So for the next 1,000 years, they're all going to be beaten unless you change this moment, which will then change the future."
And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about a happy story, a funny story. You are listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. Please check out our sponsors, The Oil Lounge. And with that, we'll be right back.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
We have all heard and told ghost stories, but have you ever heard a ghost tell you their story? Ghost stories from the ghost's point of view are true tales that these lost and lonely souls have told us. Learn why some souls don't cross over and how you can help them. This is probably one of the most spiritually profound series you will ever read. You can find them at thekarmicpath.com and on Amazon.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio.
And I have to ask you, they don't know what this story is. I don't understand how this is a funny, happy story. Really?
Okay.
Work with me here, girlfriend.
All right. So this, this is just, sometimes life in the paranormal can seem so absurd and crazy. It's ridiculous, right?
Yes, it's sometimes outside of the normal range.
Now,
this is just too weird.
This is just a really strange story. Okay.
Okay. So I can live with that.
But it's kind of funny. All right. So my daughter, one of my daughters is an animal telepath, meaning she can talk to the animals just like I'm talking to you or I'm talking to
Nate. You call her Dr. Doolittle, right?
Yeah. Actually, my husband was called Daddy Doolittle for a while. He still is. So she can talk to the animals and it doesn't matter about species. That's one of the common questions she gets. What about species? Now she talks to a lot of dogs, right? You know what the common thing about dogs is?
God knows.
They want better treats and better beds, hands down. That's a universal dog thing.
Who would know?
Well, I do.
What do cats want?
She doesn't like to work with cats. They have bad attitudes. So she can talk to a lot of different animals. And one day we get a call from a horse farm because she works on a lot of horse farms around the county. And the issue is that this particular horse farm has these two horses that are going crazy. And the horse owner actually uses her horses to teach kids how to ride horses. So they have a really good track record of being calm and stable. And all of a sudden, these horses are going nuts. So we drive over there and my daughter sees that there are three ghost turkeys on the farm. And so I asked the owner, I said,
good God, what must Butterball be like? I'm sorry. Imagine Butterball. Oh my gosh.
Well, and it took me a while to figure this out because I asked the owner, I said, okay, there's three ghost turkeys here. What's going on? And her face just gets like, her eyes get big. Her face gets white. She's just stone cold silent. She says, my neighbors have pet turkeys. The kids have raised these pet turkeys. And the neighbor shot them yesterday so they could be on three Thanksgiving Day tables. So these turkeys, and here's my theory, because they were pets, means that they have had some type of elevated consciousness. And they were aware and they were shocked that they were shot.
Because they were loved.
They were loved. They had
ever do that with a pet.
Yeah. So they were loved. They were, you know, these kids' pets. They were hand raised, this kind of thing. And so these ghost turkeys are running around the neighbor's farm. And here's the funny part, but not funny.
Okay.
The turkeys were trying to enter the bodies of the horses that were upset and kicking and going nuts. So possession by turkey.
You cannot make this up. So the turkeys were trying to possess the horses.
They didn't know what to do.
So
they're just tooling around in their backyard, you know, doing their turkey thing, and they get shot. And they don't know what to do. They've left their body all of a sudden. So they're trying
to teach the horses to do the turkey trot?
Yeah. Something like that. So we ended up, you know, crossing over the turkeys. And in an instant, when those turkeys got crossed over, those horses just mellowed out. They were just like, whoa, like nothing ever happened. And so now my daughter's talking to the horses and they were freaked out because these turkeys kept bombarding them over and over and over. And they didn't know what the heck was going on.
They were bouncing off the horses?
They were.
The horses, let me make sure I have this straight now.
I know, that's a weird story.
The personality of the
horses.
People
didn't think I was a nut job before this show, they do now.
So the personality of the living horses was so strong because they are higher order beings that they were able to repel the turkeys, but they are repelling something they can't see, which was what freaked them out.
They could feel the turkeys going out, you know, just touching them. And, you know, if you touch a horse in the wrong spot, it's going to kick out and it can kill you. Unfortunately,
well, that's not a happy thought.
Well, unfortunately, when I was 12, my best friend was killed by a horse, and they can be really dangerous, but they can be very regal too. So anyways, we crossed the turkeys over and the horses were fine, but that was just one really, and it was about a week before Thanksgiving that this happened. And the horses never had an issue after that.
And what did the owner say? I'm just wanting to know, as you explained this.
The horse owner was like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Because she knew that the turkeys were killed the day before.
Note to yourself, if you're going to have a pet,
Don't eat it, please.
Don't eat it, please. Yes.
So anyways, the idea of these turkeys who were pets coming to this demise, and they come to the farm next door because the two farms were right next to each other. The horses were next to the other farm. So it made sense. Again, we're always looking for the logic trail. As illogical and nutty as this sounds, there's a logic trail here.
Well, this brings up another story. And this particular story happened to a very famous writer. I'm not going to use her name. This was not me. I'm not a famous writer, but I'm a writer, but fame is questionable. This woman is very well known. And she grew up in during World War II in Germany. And there, all of Europe was starving, and the German people were starving as well.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, there were three daughters in the family, and the father favored the youngest and the mother favored the oldest, and she was somewhere lost in the middle. And while this is going on, she had no friends. She wasn't loved by her parents. She felt completely alone. And the only friends she had were her enormous giant rabbits. And people are starving to death. And so her father would one by one have to kill a rabbit so that they could eat. And he promised her he would never kill the largest rabbit, who was her very best friend in all. It was her only friend in the whole world. And so she was falsely secure that he wouldn't do that. And so one day they're having this meal with this large thing of meat, and she realizes to her horror that her father has killed her only friend in the world, and they are eating it. She can't eat. She runs from the table crying. And the father looks at her like, we're starving to death. What would you have me do? But he didn't help her with it. Maybe he didn't know how. It's not a judgment thing, but that was her emotion. And she somehow got through it. So now let's fast forward 30, maybe 40 years. She's not a teenage girl anymore. She's a very successful writer. She's at her desk. She has a staff. She does a lot of interesting things. And it's Easter. And so one of her one of the people who works for her, puts this enormous, beautifully wrapped chocolate bunny on her desk. It's not wrapped in foil. It's just the chocolate. It's this beautiful, big brown bunny. And she puts it on her desk as a surprise, not having any idea what had happened to this woman as a child, this incredible author. And so the woman walks in and she sees the rabbit on her desk, and she has a massive emotional meltdown from the grief that was not released. In other words, the love and the energy she had with this rabbit haunted her practically all her life, and she stuffed it all away. But what happened was, when she saw the chocolate rabbit, it's like someone punched this little button and all this emotion came out. And sometimes that's going to happen. We can be haunted by an event that happened to us in a previous life.
Or
earlier in the current life. And that's really what happened to her. And she literally could hardly breathe. They thought she was having some sort of a heart attack. They didn't understand that she was having an emotional release, and she had to work through her grief because she was not allowed to grieve her best friend.
And when you are at that level of fame, it's really hard to be vulnerable also.
I think it's very difficult to be vulnerable. And when you look at what happened to her, I mean, her assistant had no idea that she was doing something harmful. How could she possibly know? And I bring this up because at Thanksgiving, people have a lot of emotions that take them back to the past.
And I think we should talk about that after this next break. The holidays can be great and wonderful, and sometimes they can be a heartbreak as well. And let's talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. Please check out theoillounge.com and also ghosthelpers.com. There's a free course on there, The Secret Science Behind Intuition. And our intuition is probably our most profound psychic ability. So go check that out. It's completely free, no strings attached. And with that, we'll be right back.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Do you find yourself sensitive to the energies around you? Do you find that you attract certain people in your life who literally drain your energy? In fact, they suck the life right out of you. If so, this course, The Empath's Guide to Slaying Energy Vampires, is just for you. Here, you will learn the tools and strategies you need to take your power back. Sign up today at thekarmicpath.com under our courses tab.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're discussing the fact that at Thanksgiving, sometimes emotions can come to the surface, but that can actually happen at any holiday event.
You know, we've done the show, you know, The Karmic Path for years, and emotional hauntings can also be a form of a haunting as well.
Oh, very much so. It doesn't necessarily have to have a ghost of a soul. You can have the ghost of an emotion past that is just stuck to you like this unwelcome shadow and that never leaves.
A lot of times, you know, life happens when we're busy making other plans, and a death will happen. And that year of firsts, right? The first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, the first birthday can be really, really difficult.
I think it can be so emotionally trying, even if you've crossed the person over and you're doing the best you can with your grief work.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Go Go ahead.
All right. So a couple of years ago, your brother died. Yep. And that was tough. And you knew exactly where he went because you crossed him over.
Yes.
It doesn't make the missing necessarily go away.
No. In the first year, Thanksgiving was really awkward. And Christmas felt like, it's like you have a four-legged chair. You have a four-legged chair and one leg is gone now. And so you're absolutely out of balance. And we had to allow ourselves to talk about when he was here, what was Christmas like and what do we remember? And so instead of shoving, you know, trying to shove that emotion out of the way into this little dark hole, we talked about it. We brought up the emotion and we allowed ourselves to cry about
it. All right. At that Thanksgiving dinner table, one of your family members, I think, did an amazing thing that really, I think, was a healing effort on so many levels.
Okay, what was
that? I wasn't even there. You set a plate for your brother.
Oh, that's right. We set a plate for him where he would have been.
Where he would normally have sat.
Where he would normally have sat. And then everyone talked about all the funny things he did because he had an astonishing wit.
He was funny.
And all the funny voices he did. I can't mention where I got that. And all the funny voices that he did and all the stories he told us of Hollywood because he was a contract representative for the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA, which is what it is now. And how funny he could be and how much each person would miss him. And instead of crying and having it be sober, we just laughed as everybody recounted their favorite story. And in that moment, his memory was alive for us. And at the end of the Thanksgiving dinner, we moved on to other topics, but it made us feel like we were in a healthy place with our grief. We're not going to talk about it. We're not even going to look at it. Forget that it happened. It happened. It's the normal part of living. People we love are going to come into our lives and they're going to die and they're going to leave us. That's part of living. And when you embrace it as an experience and you act as a leadership example for other friends and family members, we had a lot of friends and, you know, extended family who were there. I think we had 15 people for Thanksgiving. It let them know that it's okay. You can miss the person, but you hold them forever in your heart, but you keep moving forward with your life.
And a lot of times that year of first is really, it's hard. It's crushing. I remember when my dad died, you know, it was absolutely crushing in that first Christmas and that first birthday. But when you do something like what your family did, where you set a plate down for this person and everybody talked about their favorite memory, it's a form of healing.
I thought it was a form of healing, and people tell you how much that person meant to them. Now let's take the opposite situation. If you have someone who died and they were really awful,
no one ever has awful people in their life.
And if that's your situation,
Nate, you can insert the green screen of unicorns and rainbows now. I'm kidding.
If you have a person who's really negative who died and it's like, thank goodness this person's not here anymore, you could do something where you honor the experience the person gave you, because whether you like it or not, you had to have learned what not to do, who not to be, actions not to perform, words not to say. And the Tibetans say that your enemy is your greatest teacher. And sometimes a family member or an in-law can definitely be an outlaw. And when that happens, if you can embrace the concept that this person taught you so many things, you can take their being in your life to a more sophisticated, spiritually positive level. And I have an example of that.
So do I, from last night also. But go ahead.
Okay.
Sometimes there's stuff you don't know about me.
Okay. All right. In this particular story, my husband went home. He happened to be back on the East Coast after his mother had passed away. And he was in Pennsylvania visiting his uncle and their family and their grandchildren and that kind of thing. And so he is sitting around the Thanksgiving table and he's observing that the behavior at the table is constant criticism, a constant nagging and nitpicking at every person at the table. And he remembered that this is what happened when he grew up. His mother did this. And he made up his mind that in his marriage and his family, he would never do that. And he doesn't ever. I can't imagine my husband doing that.
No, I can't.
We have
either.
A really good time with family. And it's those occasions are a highlight. They're not something anyone dreads. So he had the courage to stand up to his uncle and say, why do you do that to your granddaughters? They're beautiful, lovely young women. Why would you continue to nitpick? And so the grandfather looks at him and he says, because that's what we do. And they know we don't mean nothing by it. And he said, but you do mean something. It's cruel. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop at the Thanksgiving table. And he said, he turned to each of these young women and he said, you are the loveliest young women. I am thrilled I got to meet you and I got to be here today. It completely changed the atmosphere at the table. People weren't quite as uncomfortable anymore. His uncle didn't speak to him the rest of the day, but that was a good thing.
Is that a bad thing necessarily?
It was not a bad thing because his mother and his uncle grew up in an area where you're constantly finding fault and criticizing everyone around you.
And, you know, that's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
To be that person, I would imagine, and to live that way, right? To be the recipient or the receiver of that. It's just, that's exhausting.
And Troy pointed out, I felt like my husband was no longer haunted by his past. And he said that, he says, you know, I grew up with that. And in my family, we don't do those things because they aren't kind. And they're certainly not Christian because it's a very Christian household. And I mean, you could have heard a pin drop with that one too.
And you know, I have to imagine that he kind of grew up with those Thanksgiving dinners, right?
They were horrible. Everyone could hardly wait to leave.
So it's almost like a moment of redemption for him, right?
I thought so. I thought ability, he did a great job.
And this can happen for anybody. The ability to take your voice back, to take your power back, saying, you know what? Not anymore. Not going to do it.
Okay, you had a story.
All right. So last night, I get a phone call from a client who I've been working with over the past few months, and her mother was severely abusive. And the question became, do I contact her before she dies? She's on hospice. And do I contact her is the big question. And you know, I said, well, tell me about your mom. Well, she used to beat me. When I was going to get married to this guy and he was going to change his faith for me so that we could be of the same faith. And my mother had a fit because then if he changes his faith for you, then who is he going to, you know, change his faith for the next person or something like that. And when somebody changes their faith,
it's a big deal
out of love for another person. That's quite admirable. There is no religion in the afterlife. That's a shocking concept. But
so what did you tell her?
She's talking about these things. She's just talking about how, you know, she marries another guy later on down the road. She's much older and this guy has a couple of kids and her mom is like coming to visit and, you know, they wanted to get like a condo and go somewhere fun. And, you know, the mom is like, well, why would I want them around me? You know, that speaking of the step grandchildren at this point. And, you know, she looks at the step-grandchildren and says, so is your stepmom the most wicked person on earth or what? And these are little kids, and now she's tainted their possible future with a stepmom.
Which is why I didn't let my mother-in-law near my kids.
Yeah. So we're talking about all of these horrible things, and she's having a hard time because this is her norm. This is what she thinks should be normal. And that is not, it is a norm, but is it a healthy norm is what we were going through and coaching with and stuff like that. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you that conclusion of that story, because the question becomes, do I see my mother before she dies or not? With that, you're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Do you find yourself sensitive to the energies around you? Do you find that you attract certain people in your life who literally drain your energy? In fact, they suck the life right out of you. If so, this course, The Empath's Guide to Slaying Energy Vampires, is just for you. Here, you will learn the tools and strategies you need to take your power back. Sign up today at thekarmicpath.com under our courses tab.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Guest Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. We're discussing some of the emotions that happen to us because of how we were raised. And Laura is completing a story about a client who contacted her because her mother was in hospice, but her mother was verbally and emotionally abusive.
And physically abusive. So we're talking about these things. Does she visit her mother? And her mother's, you know, several hours away. It's not like she's down the street. And I asked her, would you feel better if you went and saw her one last time or not? Yes or no? And she said, it wouldn't matter. I said, you've done everything you can while your mother's on hospice. You've made sure she's safe. You've made sure she's fed. You've made sure she's, you know, comfortable. That is changing your family pattern. You've changed your family pattern. You're not abusive to your stepkids. You are amazing. You've learned what not to do. And so this emotional haunting of her childhood comes up at the moments of her mother's death. Does she need to go see her mother? And I can't answer that for her or not. That's not my job, but I can ask the question, would it matter to you? And, you know, the answer was, you know, no, a phone call would be fine. She had plenty of opportunity to see me and not to be cruel to me. She could never do that. That was, she was not capable of that. And I said, okay, then.
All right. That sometimes I know some people would say, oh, you should go and say all these things, but you have to be true to yourself sometimes.
And it's not mine to judge.
She has to do what's right for her. And if that worked for her, then I think that was great.
You know, right after we had this conversation, she texted me 1.5 hours later saying her mother died.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was fascinating.
She crossed her over?
Yes. Oh, of course. Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Because this is a Thanksgiving episode, we would like to share what we are grateful for at this time of Thanksgiving. And I have to say that because we have each other, I feel like it's brought a whole new dimension of assistance to the project of helping the dead. And I got to say that I'm really grateful that I have you as my partner in making this astonishing journey not so lonely.
Well, it's true, though. I mean, and I'm grateful to have you too, because what we do is very esoteric. It's not for the faint of heart. And we hear stories that would make the angels weep, and to have a partner with similar psychic abilities, first of all, is rare. And I think it's also rare that we're not in competition with each other.
We're two really good psychics, and we're not in competition. We validate each other, and we balance each other. And I think that's really cool. And
Lord knows, sometimes I need a lot of balancing. So, yeah.
I would also like to thank our husbands. I mean, my husband's put up with it a lot.
Oh my God. They are very patient people.
And our families.
And our families. Yes.
They have been amazing.
There have been so many times where, you know, we've had a family event or something going on, and I'm in the middle of, you know, crossing over all of these, I mean, dead, and you have to stop sometimes to help the dead, which, you know,
you
otherwise
don't always get a choice. You have to do what you have to do when it happens.
Yeah. When they come at you at full force with a lot of them, sometimes you got to stop and take care of this, because otherwise it starts to affect your health.
Exactly. We're also really grateful to every single person, every single living person who put their fear, trepidation aside and stepped up to the spiritual plate and helped the dead. I mean, we have a listener in Amsterdam who goes to World War II
battlegrounds.
Yeah. Battlegrounds, not graveyards, but battlegrounds, and says the crossing over prayer for hours and hours and hours.
Crossing over the dead.
Yes.
Because if you die in a battle, you may not know you're dead, and you're stuck there as a ghost fighting that battle over and over and over. And your ghost stories from the Ghost Point of View books illustrate that time and time again. And they're all such rich, true stories.
Exactly. And I'm grateful that we have had so many people who have had Civil War dead on their property, and that we were able to cross
over. Not that they had them on their property, but that we could cross them over.
Well, we could cross them over because they were on their property. And I mean, we're talking sometimes hundreds of thousands of dead over the course of a lot of years. And we'd like to say a special thank you to Transformation Talk Radio, Pat
and
Basile,
Dr. Pat, and
the entire crew, especially Kat Grebe, who's been our producer all this
time. I know, she's leaving us.
I know, that's going to be, she has left us.
Yes, but Nate's here now. We like Nate.
We like Nate. Nate is.
Nate gets two thumbs up.
Yep.
He's putting up with us nicely.
How about four?
Okay.
We are also grateful to be of service to the living and the dead.
And Benny. We're grateful to Benny too.
Yes, Benny. Absolutely.
Benny's a lot of fun.
Yes.
They should be hearing us during the commercial break sometimes. Benny's a ball.
Benny is great.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so I'm so thankful I can continue. As we help the dead, and it is an honor to do that. I mean, I spent all those years in the Navy, and Laura spent all those years in public education. Both of us have backgrounds of service to others. And when you have service to others, our frame of reference is service to others means everyone, the living and the dead, including dead turkeys, as it turns out. Although some people have that label too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to help the dead. And the biggest thing, though, I think, is we want to shift the concept of ghost hunting to ghost helping.
And this station has really enabled us to do that on a wider level. We also want to let everyone know that we do get thank yous from our clients. They physically feel better when they've crossed over the ghost.
We had one client who, she put the crossing over prayer card on her bathroom mirror.
And
And she had been plagued by ghosts her whole life.
Right. And she was 86. And her daughter said, you know, she just sees them. It's just hundreds of them. What can she do? And I said, well, paste the crossing over prayer on the mirror that seems to be the biggest offender. And she did. And one day when the bathroom was all steamy, she gets this thank you that was written in the steamy window.
And she lives alone.
The steamy mirror. Yeah.
And she lives alone. So those thank yous are pretty cool. And, you know, we're grateful for all the help and all of those people who are helping those other souls, because literally a ghost is a former human being who still needs help.
Well, we're also grateful for the people who gave us the epilogues. Their kids sleep at night and their kids sleep in their own beds. And we all know that's a big deal.
Sleep terror stopped and the sleep paralysis stops.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to our Facebook live, to Facebook watch parties, and to writing us about the things that have happened to you, or to asking us questions or things that you want to hear us discuss on the air. All of those things make a huge difference.
You know, growing up as a kid, I never thought I'd be grateful to be able to help dead people. That never crossed my mind.
Well, when you grow up, you don't think, let's see, my life's ambition would be to help the dead of the entire world. Yes, everyone thinks of that.
Right? Exactly. Not so much. So we are very grateful for this show and all the opportunities it brings us to help all those souls who need help.
All right. So before we go, next week, we're going to be discussing Ouija boards and their effect on people. And some of this information is going to be pretty chilling.
Yeah, you're going to definitely want to tune into this, what a Ouija board can really do. And some of these places we've cleared because somebody really wasn't thinking very clearly. How's that?
Yes. That's a bit of, okay, I get that. All right. Thank you for listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at contact@ghosthelpers.com. A special shout out, and we are deeply grateful to our sponsor, The Oil Lounge, and all these ladies who make such a difference in the lives of so many. And always to Benny and Nate, our producers, for their help in putting our shows together. Be sure to check out our books, our courses, and our videos on ghosthelpers.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.